I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Pakistan's back in the headlines following another round of violent attacks. The bombing of a Shia mosque has killed at least 49 people. Meanwhile, nearly 300 Charlie Hebdo protesters invaded a Christian school. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International says there is a silver lining.
People are responding to the hope that Christians are sharing in Pakistan. There's no evil, no chaos, no terrorism that is greater than Jesus Christ.
You can provide a safe haven for persecuted Christians through FMI's Safe House Project. We'll show you how at our website. Meanwhile, a picture is worth a thousand words, but this is radio. So imagine a map of India in red. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Lindsay Ackerman says red stands for unreached people in this map.
According to Joshua Project, there are 4,000 unreached people groups in our world. And just over 2,000 of them are in India alone. The country with the next highest number of unreached people groups is China, and they have 456 unreached people groups.
As a result, in just 4 years, they're seeing color change from red to orange to yellow. Help get the red out. Missionnews.org will point you in the right direction. And thanks to a Christmas gift, Christians in India now have a way to survive. Gospel for Asia listed items needed by vulnerable families in their annual Christmas catalog. Somebody bought a sewing machine this Christmas, and now a leper and her son are using it to sustain themselves through tailoring. Best of all, the son now believes in Jesus Christ because of truth shared by a GFA-supported worker. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you read when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives free from Sat7, stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.